Those of you infected with automobile lust might be surprised to discover that the stylish, snazzy car you've been admiring from across the parking lot is not a Lexus or a Toyota, it's a Hyundai. The Korean automaker is having a resurgence in the U.S. market. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com. He says it's quite a turnaround for a company that virtually disappeared a few years ago.
You may recall back in the 80s, they were the miracle manufacturers, soared to record sales. Unfortunately, they had a little problem. They forgot about the issue of quality. I mean, Hyundai became a joke. Remember when Rodney King was busted by the LA police for speeding? Nobody believed it because he was driving a Hyundai and everybody said he couldn't drive that fast. Well, the fact was that Hyundai sales collapsed. Kia sales almost disappeared. But something amazing happened. They actually started building cool cars.
That was it? They built cool cars?
It's sort of funny when you look at what happened. But
why didn't they build cool cars in the first place?
Because they were focused purely on the issue of price and nothing else. And if you had exposed bolts that might have rusted, if you had really weird design and odd colors, I mean, the Koreans had some really strange features like purple leather. Basically, they just started listening to the market, and what the market was telling them was, hey, we'd like to have you. We'd like inexpensive cars, but they can't be cheap. And there's a big difference between inexpensive and cheap. Cheap means usually poor quality, really bad design. And what's happened is, in the last 5 years, Hyundai in particular has rolled out these really attractive cars. Suddenly, they're getting good reviews, something that never happened in the 80s and in up until recently. Vehicles like the Santa Fe, which are winning awards even. Better yet, their quality has been steadily on the rise, and consumers are definitely taking notice.
Now you say they're making cool cars, so are they targeting a younger audience?
Well, they're clearly targeting a younger audience, a segment of the market that has all but been dismissed by the rest of the auto industry. If you look out there, young people simply can't afford new cars. So what the Koreans are doing is coming along with the type of product that may be as much as 30-40% cheaper than a comparable U.S. or Japanese product, or certainly European. Better yet, they're adding a lot of style and value to it so that young people feel it's okay to buy inexpensive Korean products. You look at the Santa Fe, it's significantly cheaper than any SUV on the market, yet it doesn't look like it's just sort of held together with baling wire like Korean cars might have been 10 years ago.
Plans for a U.S. plant?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they do have plans. Hyundai had to close their plant in Quebec. Their sales had gone down so much, but now they're looking to are in the process of building a plant in Alabama. There's even talk that Kia, the smaller unit of Hyundai, will also build a North American assembly plant, perhaps in the next year or two. So the Koreans are getting serious about this. They're setting up design facilities out in California so that they really are in tune with the U.S. market. They're looking at more than doubling their numbers in the next half decade. Everybody has to watch out because they are changing the face of the American auto market.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine, TheCarConnection.com.